Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and I am Sandy. I will be your hostess for this evening, and you know, Tuesdays is just my favorite day of the week because I get to present to you, the listening audience, some of the most outstanding guests in the world right here on radio. So just sit back and enjoy. We're going to have us an absolutely wonderful time tonight with our two guests. We actually have a mother and a daughter on tonight, which is just incredible to me. I believe they're the only mother and daughter duo team that we have. And so we're going to get to them in just a moment. So just sit tight, because they're going to knock your socks off tonight. So let's just kind of get ourselves settled down. I know that's what I need, because I get hyped up on Tuesdays. So first of all, we give thanks to our ancestors. We give thanks for our ancestors being with us always at our beck and call, but especially on Tuesdays, because we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open setting. You know, we may snicker about it in a corner or whisper about it, but these are issues that are real life that we talk about here on Life, Love, and Wellness. So I am just thankful knowing that I have the ancestors, and the ancestors got me. They got my back. I get to stand on their shoulders for a little bit more strength. And so thank you, ancestors. Thank you. We love you. Woo, ashe, ashe. So next, we anchor ourselves in affirmative reading or affirmative thoughts. And these are collected from off of my own personal daily inspirational messages that can be found at revsandy.wordpress.com. That's R-E-V-S-A-N-D-Y, revsandy.wordpress.com. And so I'll only read a small portion of the inspirational message. You can check out that site that I just gave you to sign up to have the messages delivered straight to your email automatically on a daily basis. But for tonight, I'm going to read a small section, and this particular message is called cooperation. And I willingly cooperate with life. I give and receive joyously. It is through my cooperation that I am blessed and abundantly feel with every desire of my heart. We call it cooperation, you guys. I willingly cooperate with life. So that's, you know, like when you wake up and was speaking earlier to Courtney Ann. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning, and, you know, it's like getting up without moaning and groaning, just getting up. So I'm thankful. I'm in a very cooperative state. So thank you for being with us here, right? So This is Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, because right here, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight, again, I've got the duo, the dynamic duo of Mama D and Courtney Ann, a mother and daughter team, that's going to be joining us, and they are radio experts, especially Courtney Ann, who has her own show called Real and Raw, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about that, and we're just going to let it flow the way it flows. And so, you know, you guys, I was really trying to figure out what song I was going to play to kind of set them up for tonight, so I'm just going to surprise you. But audience, you're always invited to be a part of the discussion. All comments are welcome, and every voice is heard with no discrimination. However, any profane and disrespectful language will not be tolerated or accepted. And so if that's your only way of communicating, you will be disconnected from the show. So I just wanted to let you know that. And our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and you would just press 1 on your dial to let us know that you want to talk with us live on air. And just make sure that once I open up your phone, if you're not talking, just to put your phone on silent or muted so that there's no background noise, because we can always go in and do playbacks of any of the shows. And so just to ensure that we have good sound quality, I would ask that you do that for us, please. And so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into our guest for this evening, Mama D and her daughter, Courtney Ann. They bring an A game to you tonight. And guess what? I want to talk to you a little bit, too. This is the first show of my 5th year. Yay! I'm so excited. I didn't even realize it. So, yes, this is day one, first show of year 5. And so I'm just tickle, tickle, tickle. And that could be another reason why I couldn't sleep longer than 3 o'clock this morning, too. So, anyway, let's play this music. We'll be right back. That sung that song, and that is the love that is displayed when you see Mama D and Courtney Ann together. Just a very loving, loving two people, dynamic duo is what I'm calling them. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So tonight we've got mother and daughter bringing their A-game to us on urine therapy and whatever else happens to come up for them and come up for us tonight. And so I'm going to open both of their lines and let them introduce themselves. And as we do in a very respectful way, we're going to bring on Mama D first. Mama D, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and congratulations on the first show of your fifth year. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful accomplishment.
Right. Yeah, thank you,
Mama. I have
Mama
to tell you, I loved the song you played. I had never heard it.
Oh, really?
And I absolutely,
okay.
Yes, I had never heard it, and I really loved it. But, of course, I would have to turn around and say the next thing is, of course, I love my daughter, too.
Why, of course.
Yes,
and so
definitely.
I want you guys to know that so Mama D and Courtney Ann, they have been at both of the Water of Life symposiums that we've had so far. And Mama D actually was the one that shortened it down to give us the acronym WOLS. W-O-L-S. And so it's a little shorter than saying Water of Life Symposium. And so I want to thank you for that, Mama D. That was really bright on your part.
Well, you know, hey, you got to sometimes do something right. And it does. And it really stuck, you know, not only WOLS, but even the women of WOLS, of course. And,
right.
You know, that's a wonderful thing. Yes, definitely. And the symposiums were fantastic, and I know we'll get into them more. So,
tell
you know,
us a little bit
so,
about you.
Of course, as you know, I'm Mama D, which everybody refers to me as, and Courtney Ann, of course, her mom. And, you know, I was very fortunate because she met Jay King, you know, with the Jay King Network and got her show originally first. And because of that, then, you know, that introduction went into AK and how that kind of goes. So when she first started the urine therapy and listening and talking about it, and then, of course, you know, you're AK there. You know how he can be, right? And he did a lot of talking. You know, it took some doing. But, you know, I have to tell you, I was if you haven't heard the story on this, I know some of you have, some of you haven't. You know, I unfortunately have an immune deficiency, and I have malabsorption, complete malabsorption. So all of my blood work normally when I have my blood work done comes back out of range, and we're always having to try and do what we can do. So it was funny as I never told AK when I actually had decided to start because, you know, I wanted to first check it out and see, you know, you can't ever tell AK, you know that he's right about something, right? So, you know, what was funny is I had had my blood work done, you know, right before I had started, and then 3 months I had my blood work done every 3 months, and amazingly, after 3 months, my blood work came back, and every single level was within range.
Wow.
And the only thing that I had done and had changed was that. So, you
wow.
know, you have to understand that, you know, it took a while to understand, and I hear people now, and they're asking about, you know, different things about, well, you know, is it safe? And it's like, you know, you're your own filter. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're the one who, because that was my concern too, was, well, I'm on medication. If I did that, won't I be over overdoing my medication. Well, no, because you filtered it, you know, and mm-hmm. so that took a little while to get my brain to wrap around that. But I have to tell you, you know, seeing Courtney and then her friend Jason, which, you know, how you've hit, I don't know if anyone, if you haven't heard, he had an infection on his foot. He had been in the hospital, and they almost were going to amputate it because it was so bad. And then, you know, he was just having this thing. And Courtney is the one that told him, you know, hey, pee on it. And he's like, she says, in the shower, pee on it. And so, you know, of course, he's like, you know, like, oh, well, you know, it's worth a try, right? It cleared
right.
up the infection. So, you know, you have to understand. Yeah, so you have to understand, it's really great. So for me, mm-hmm. I think it's been wonderful, and I've loved meeting everybody, and both symposiums have been great. I'm looking forward to this year's. I don't know how last year I became the welcomer to the symposium, but AK has told me that as long as the symposiums go on, I will be the welcomer every year.
Well, good.
And I said, of course, that's fine, you know, and it's like, so yes, definitely, this is just been a wonderful thing. And then working with my daughter on her show has been amazing. And, you know, just getting to meet all, and, you know, I loved meeting you for the first time. You know, I always say that you and AK both have the same contagious smile. You can't help but look at either one of you and just grin. I mean, you guys are just so, your aura is just amazing. And I think, of course, that has to do with the urine therapy, because it just, you know, comes across so fabulous between you guys. I mean, honestly, it does.
Thank you.
You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so that's about me. That's a little about me.
Urine therapy. I think it's the urine therapy too, Mama D, you know, because, I just do. Because there's a glow about us. And I really don't think that you have to tell anybody, especially those that come to the symposium, because it's mm-hmm. just like everybody knows, or, you know, you have that vibe with people. And those, even those that haven't began drinking yet, you know, they still have the right energy about them. Nobody's ever felt out of place. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. I think it's been amazing. I had kind of mentioned to AK after the very first one that I felt like when people first came in, they were like a little kind of gun-shy, because when you first talk about urine therapy and people look at you, they're like, you're crazy. So to go into a room full of people that understand, I think that was amazing, and I think that's what it did. I really do, yeah. I don't think anybody felt out of place. I think they just could automatically walk into the room, and I told AK, I feel it's contagious. It's
mm-hmm.
just a contagious
mm-hmm.
feeling.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, thank you.
So I'm very thankful for my daughter for being able to introduce me into this wonderful group of people.
Good, good, good. So let's bring your daughter online with us. Hey, Miss Courtney Ann.
Hello, hello. Y'all don't know how hard it was for me to be on mute. I was like, ooh, I want to say something.
Well, now you don't have to worry about it anymore. So
yes, now
roll it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tagged in, so I don't have to wait, though. No. But I was going to say thank you for having me and, of course, my mother. You know, I feel very honored, to be honest with you. When you had called and asked that, I was like, I didn't even really know what you asked at first. I just said, oh, my God, he's asking me something? Yes, sure. And my mom was like, so what are we doing? I was like, I have no idea, but we're doing it. And so,
well,
but no,
that,
really,
that's
though.
The spirit of cooperation. You know, that was what
right.
I read at the top of the show. Yeah, yeah.
There was, yeah, right. It really was. But, no, it really is an honor that you even wanted us to be on here. So thank you. And
yes.
About me, well, I mean, there's so much to know about me. I'm Courtney Ann, of course, on Real and Raw. And actually in July will be our fourth year on the JT Network, crazy enough.
Okay.
Yeah. crazy. I can't believe it's been 4 years. Time has really
flown right,
by.
Right.
I mean, man. But, you know, I'm just, how old am I? 32. I'm 32 years old, just trying to figure everything out, you know. And I guess I'll just jump into my experience then with your therapy, since that's what it is. So my experience is funny. Like, the first person I heard talk about it was Jay King. He used to talk about it all the time. And I remember the first time, I'm like, whoa, wait, what did he just say? Did he just say he drinks his pee? Like, are you serious? And so I, you know, like, what is this? Like, is this a cult? Like, for all these things that are going
on
in my mind.
Right,
I'm like, oh, my God. And so he was like, you know, he was like, well, go home and research it and come back tomorrow and, you know, if you talk some shit, basically. Oh, sorry, talk some mess, basically.
No,
and
you
so,
good, you good. It's just, you know, no disrespectful language,
oh, okay.
That's
all.
But no, go ahead.
Just as I know,
like,
it, when
oh,
you
God,
said that,
I was
anything. Yeah, I was looking at my mom. I said, Mom, she just said no cussing. Okay, cool, no.
But
yeah,
I did
okay,
tell her
you.
She But I did tell her she could do it, so we're good
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yes, yes. But anyways, so I went and I got online. And if anybody who knows me, I am a researcher. I mean, I probably could have been a private detective. I am very good at it. I'm going to find it if it can be found. So when I went to researching this urine therapy, I literally could not find anything bad about it. I mean, of course, the typical, like, oh, you people are weird, you drink your pee thing, but just straight facts and like scientific facts and medical facts, everything leaned towards like, this is like, you know, your natural medicine, basically, sum it up. And it made, and you know, after I read it and I'm like, it kind of made sense. So the next time, whenever it was a couple days later, I went on the show and, you know, he was like, so what's up? You know, what'd you find? And I'm like, damn, you know, I didn't find anything. I can't really say anything. And so it was that day that I called Jay after his show and we were talking about it. And he was like, hold on, I'm gonna introduce somebody. And he introduced me to AK. And then you know how AK is, boy. Yes. And so AK, but this was the AK before, this was the older AK. So AK was like a little more cutthroat than he is now, if anybody can imagine. You know, like, he means well and he does it with love, and you just sitting there like, did he just cuss me out in a nice way, but
right,
after
right,
he told me
right.
he loved me, like, did that just happen? But yeah, so we got through that point, and then me and AK sat on the phone. He was like, just try it. And so I had peed in a cup. No, I peed in a bowl. I didn't even pee in a cup. I peed in a bowl, and I sat there with AK, and I was staring at it. And I was like, nah, I don't think I can do it. Because I'm like, the way my lifestyle is set up right now, my pee might be tainted. That's the same thing my mom said. Like, you know, I don't know if I should drink my pee. And so we sat on the phone for like 3-4 hours before I did it. And I finally did it, and that was, you know, after that, I was sold. I was like, I was sold in the sense of I was a believer, let me say.
Yes, yes.
You know, and so.
So it was like, it's no big deal. We make it all up in our head to be something.
Right.
You know, just like, oh, my God, what am I doing? Oh, am I really? And see, and I never had that. For those of you that are not familiar with who AK is, that's my nephew, Anthony King. He supports me. I support him. We support each other always. He's done my opening theme music and everything musically associated with this show. He's always there to help me. And so when he was first introduced to urine therapy, I don't even know how many years ago now. It seemed like it's been forever, but, you know, and so, like, to put a date on it, I really have no clue. And so, you know, he was all excited, and I was excited to hear what he had to say, and he told me about urine therapy, and he quoted the scriptures in the Bible, and, you know, I never had any angst about it, you know, like, I never did that. But I didn't start drinking right away. Not that Courtney, I wasn't like you. I didn't do a whole lot of research or anything. I didn't do any research, actually. he gave me the John Armstrong's name, and he sent me the link, or Casey, somebody sent me the link to his book, and, you know, and all of like that. I kind of looked at it, but I didn't read it, you know, thoroughly. And so Jay King is my other nephew. So I just want you guys that don't know those two gentlemen just to know who they are. And they can be very persuasive. And I liked how Courtney said that about AK. I'm going to have to remember that. So and so now I brought you up to date on who those two people are. So you can go ahead and continue with your story, Courtney.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm still going through my story because, like you said, see, oh, wait, hold on. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. My phone was doing something weird. But, yeah, so my journey has just been really a lot of me fighting, not even fighting with myself, but just me being stubborn with myself, you know, because I know what it is, and I can't, man, I have met, there's no way you'll never hear me say, I could say, you know what, I'm not going to drink my pee no more, I'm not doing it, I don't want to do it, right, I could say that, right, but I could never deny, like, the truth of it, and that's how strong it is, that's how you know, like never, I could choose not to, you know, but it's just the facts are real. And so, you know, me and AK will go back and forth, and I'm so proud of AK, because AK has gotten, well, not so much better, because he was never, there's nothing bad, but in the sense of just more, what would be a good word? Not even understanding. I don't even know. Yeah, well, that's a good, that'll work. More elevated to where before, you know, he'd be like, so, you're drinking your pee yet? Nope. Well, all right. I guess you're going to die with the rest of these mortal mother, you know, like.
That was my nephew.
But now, you know, like now he's more so like, okay, it's all right. You'll get it, you know. And I'm like, oh, God, what's going on, AK? Is everything okay?
Right,
you know, I'm
right,
used to it.
Right.
Are you serious? What's wrong?
I agree with you. I think he's more
gentle.
Of a,
he's more gentle.
He
that's what I was looking for.
He knows that if you have common sense, you're going to come to your senses. And I think that's kind of like what you're saying there too, Courtney, is I agree when you say that about AK. Yeah, he did used to be pretty brutal. blunt. Let's put it that way. Yeah, he used to be very blunt about it. And, you know, it was like, so definitely.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But you know, I can say that. Oh, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, you know, I think in the beginning, it was wanting to spread the information, to share the information with as many people as possible. And we just wanted people to get it. You know, just, you know, don't turn your nose up. Just give it a shot. And so, and I think that had a lot to do with it. But Mama D, I think you hit it on the head as well when you said that being more gentle, because he's not trying to convince anybody, you know, like you know, look at me, look at the difference it's made in me is almost his mantra without even saying it. He's just chill. And it's definitely the water, you know, the water.
Yes, I agree 100%.
And you know what? It's so funny that you said that right now, because no lie, this morning I was talking to myself and I said something similar to I was speaking of like, just like, you know, knowledge. And when you learn the truth and when you become in tune with yourself, like you go through a stage where the first stage is like, you're like, whoa, you're just shocked. And then you go through a stage where you just want everybody to know, you want to tell the world, you want to save everybody, you know, you everything. And then you go through a stage where you just like learn so much that it's hard now to talk to people because they like totally don't, they're missing it. And then you become to a stage where you don't even want to tell nobody else because you're like, you know what, I'm going to have to go through way too much right now to even bring you to what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and so I never thought about it like that when you for AK, you know, as far as like where he was at, and that's exactly what it was, you know, like he just wanted everybody to know. But
and along with that, to me, is the fascination, like when Courtney was talking about in the research, when she was first researching it, you know, she commented on how she didn't find any bad research on it in the sense of basically scientific type thing. And that was the same thing when I did the research. My main concern, like I said, was what about the medications I'm on? You know, how is that going to affect me because of this? Well, when you, you know, like you come to that understanding, then when we were at this symposium and you, we met other people who do different things, like, you know, putting it on the vegetables and stuff and the growing of the fruit and vegetables and the size they became and how they, it's like you're like, you can do it for that. And then, you know, like with Jason, Courtney's friend Jason, you know, and it cleared up this infection, and you talk about, you know, you're using it on your complexion and skin, and it's like you didn't realize, you know, that it wasn't just drinking of your urine. It was the power you learned that urine has a lot more qualities to it than anybody realizes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that made a difference too, because you started hearing things other people did and they still do. Yeah. And it's like, wow, really? You know? And
yeah.
So yeah, I really do. I think that's the whole thing, is it's not just drinking of it, it's the knowledge behind it too and what it does.
Yeah.
And you know, in the positiveness.
To kind of piggyback on that too, like that's what I was gonna say as well, like for the, you know, me and AK could talk about it, and I met a few other people that I personally, you know, spoke with, or, you know, heard them on your show or whatever. But, you know, still I'm in my mind, I'm just like, okay, this is just a couple people that, you know, we could have stumbled onto something great, or this could just be all a case of like the placebo effect, where it's in our mind that we're healing ourselves, you know. I'm not gonna, at first, you know, that's like really what I thought. I'm like, well, it could be something or maybe not, until I went to the first symposium. And not aside, because that was the main part of it, but just putting that to the side real quick, the whole, like, that first symposium, the environment, like, the vibes, just the atmosphere was, like, so beautiful. Like, it was so beautiful. You know, not even talking, even who, everybody was just quiet. It was just such a good feeling. And I'm like, wow, like, you know, this is amazing, because I feed off vibes. I'm real big on vibes. So that was just amazing. Right. But then to hear all the stories, I'm a very, like, the horse's mouth type person. Like, I like to hear things from who went through it, or, you know, I don't like the whole third hand story. So to hear Miss Danielle's story, that really did it for me. Miss Danielle's story. So Dr. Roz and how her fruit, that really sold me. I'm like, dang, are you serious? Like, it made me like question the fruit I eat. Like, what's wrong with this little bitty ass fruit? I want some of her fruit, you know. But and then even Jason, my friend Jason, funny story about that is, like, the infection my Mama D just told you about, he had an infection literally in his foot. It got infected because smartness over there, he had put super glue on his foot. So it was holding the infection in there. So he went to the hospital, they cut it open, let it do all the nasty stuff, and gave him an IV. Well, he said, he was like, as soon as I felt better, I just left, because he don't like hospitals. I was like, oh my God. Well, it never really would heal up. It would, you know, it would go away a little bit, but the wound never healed. And I'm talking about over years it never healed. So when he told me, mind you, I'm learning about this too, I was being funny, but I was being serious at the same time. And he was like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, shit, just pee on it. He didn't know I was even learning about urine therapy, because that, you know, being a, well, at that time I was what, 30, and so that's not really that cute. Hey, I'm learning about drinking my pee. That's not the, you know, let's go out on a date, you know. So, you know, I wasn't as out forward, what is the word, outcoming with, or, you know, so forward with it as I am now. So I hadn't even told him anything about it. And so when I told him just pee on it, I expected him to be like, what the, you know, and he was just like, okay. I never even knew he tried it until it healed. And he was like,
wow.
Oh my God, you know, it worked. And I'm like, wow, you know, at the same time I'm saying, wow, in my mind, I'm like, damn, it worked. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to keep my cool as if I knew it was going to work, but I was just, you know, surprised. I was just
shaking it all over there, huh?
Yeah, and you know, I'm just like, whoa, it worked.
You know, what's so interesting about that story is I use that a lot of times because that was so real. You know, like he wasn't, I don't even think he was prepared to share. He just came support you, you know, to the first one. Yeah, right. And so for, you know, and so for him to get up and tell his story, but I just shared it with someone the other day, another man. And so I was like, he's like, well, what can I use? And I was like, I said, you're not going to want to hear what I'm going to suggest to you. But he's like, no, tell me, because I really am wanting to heal my foot. So I said, aged urine would be the best thing to put on there. Oh, I forgot about you, you know, kind of like that. So I was like, well, I'm going to tell you about this young man that I met a couple of years ago, and they were about to amputate his feet, and he started peeing on his feet in the shower, and it healed. And so that young man that I was talking to, he was all cool after that. So I haven't heard anymore. I'm quite sure whatever he had going on is healed up as well. And so it's just a matter of explaining it in a way that is, you know, just like, okay, whatever. You know, kind of like what you guys are saying about AK. You know, you just give it to somebody and then they either use it or they don't, you know, but you ain't trying to save the world with it, you know, so.
Right,
right.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Sandy, though, the funny part about the story you just told is, you know, we had gotten in there the night before because the first symposium yield was in Sacramento. And so we got in late the first night, and we were actually in the restaurant right before they closed, and we were sitting there, and AK knew that we were there, so he came and joined us. And so he hadn't met, you know, Jason yet or anything, and, you know, we were sitting around and we were talking, and Jason, because you know how AK is, he kind of goes, you know, asks all this stuff. And so Jason happened to tell him the story, and AK was just blown away, right? So during the symposium the next day, what was so funny is, you know, how AK does, come here, just you and me. We're going to go over here and talk. And he took him up to the front of the thing, sat him down on the thing, goes, okay, now we're just going to talk. And he had him tell the story. And so Jason was a really good sport about it, which was wonderful. But, you know, it's like you said, you know, I think it impacted a lot of people to hear that someone who was not a normal or a regular, you know, urine drinker, you know, did this and had such an amazing outcome to it. And so I agree with you. I think that's what, you know, sometimes I think that's why AK does that a lot. I love when he does it, you know, especially at the last symposium with the very young, gentle, the young boy. I'm so sorry. I can't remember his name.
Man.
And he put,
Daniel,
he had him
it?
Up there.
Was it Daniel?
Oh, yeah, I think it was Daniel. And I got such a kick out of him, and he's talking to him about it and doing it and all this. And, you know, he was being so cute about it, least bit. He was totally upfront. He wasn't shy.
Yeah.
He just
went
right, you know, and that's what I think is good. And, you know, start at a younger age, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
He was just the sweetest little kid. And AK said, well, do you know why we're here? And he just started laughing. Yeah, to drink your pee. He was just so cute. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
That's funny. And you know what? To speak on just the vibe, the vibe of the whole symposium, even lesser known fact about Jason, he didn't even know. All I told Jason was, we're going to SAC. He didn't even know. Like, he had no, like, he found out a little bit, like when we went down to eat because we got there, and so, you know, he finally thought about it, I think, and was like, what are we going to? Is Jay? I think he thought it was Jay's, like, he thought like Jay was having a stomach thing, you know, or whatever. And I was like, oh, AK Symposium. And then about that time, I think is when AK came down, and it all happened so fast. And I was like, that's how you know the atmosphere was so contagious, because
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would think a lot of people wouldn't normally be cool with that. Like, dang, girl, you didn't tell me that I'm coming to a place where we all about to drink our, you know, everybody about to drink our pee.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something you might want to share before I came, type of thing, you know. But he was a trooper. Bless his heart.
Yep. Yeah,
I know. You know how they have communion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
My God.
You
oh.
know, communion. Bless his heart. Before he says, so everybody puts their pee together and drinks it. I said, no, that would be a little bit unsanitary, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I went on a radio program before the first symposium, so that was in 17. And because the radio host, she was just so fascinated when I was telling her about it. But then she had these other guests in her studio, and so she said, you getting ready to talk about what? You know, I said, urine therapy. She's like, oh, my God, it saved my husband's life. He was so sick, and he couldn't drink his own urine. So every day before I went to work, I would make sure that, you know, I filled up a couple of containers for him so that he can have that while I was at work. And it literally saved her husband's life. Now, that was my very first time hearing about something, you know, that was that drastic like that. And so it's not so uncommon. It's just uncommon here, I guess, in the United States, or at least people that are, you know, outwardly talking about it. But it's a practice that's done around the world, you know, so.
Right. Well, now, I have to tell you, on Real and Raw this past weekend, Ollie, who, of course, you know, is a urine, you know, he drinks his urine, of course, and he's very much into urine therapy, you know, and he was at the first symposium. But he was talking to us, and, you know, he walks dogs and takes, you know, does things, you know, takes care of them and all this stuff. And he was talking about something that we have a puppy right now that we're watching. It's a 13-week-old pit bull puppy. And Courtney happened to comment that she thinks it's having, like, what was it, Courtney, asthma or allergies or something like that. And Ollie was saying, well, have, you know, catch some of the pee from the dog and put it on either a Q-tip or on a cotton ball and, you know, just kind of let them suck on it. So at first, you know, I was like, well, if it works for people, why not? And he was serious. He was like, he says, it will help. He says he does that to animals that he does take care of. And he says it does help. And then he says, believe it or not, he says, it's not easy to catch like a cup of, you know, dog's urine. He says, unless you put something under a female dog that squats, because male dogs are harder to catch since they hike their legs. But he said, and like, this is one of those things when you first hear it, you're like, I don't know if I would want to try that. He actually said that the dog's urine is actually more pure and better, that you should drink the dog's urine, including your own. And like I said, that's one of those things you hear for the first time. You got to really kind of like, okay, now my own is one thing, but a dog. But no, he did tell us so to we haven't, because he just told us, so we haven't had a chance to try it yet with the puppy. Zeus is his name. But you know what? It's worth a try, because it's not going to hurt. We know that. So it'll be interesting to see if it works. You know, we'll have to keep you guys updated on that.
Please do, because I know there's some cultures, and I'm trying to think of the animal. I think it's horse's urine is beneficial and used for something. I just, like I said, I will skim over things, and that's one of those things that I skimmed over. But in some culture, I believe it's the horse's urine is very highly reserved, you know, because of its healing
right.
properties, but I just don't know which mm-hmm. culture it is and how they use it. So that's for you and Courtney to do the research.
I can tell you one thing. I think I'm gonna leave the animal urine to the animals and stick with mine.
Okay. Well, you know what? But I did tell her.
I think we should. Yeah, but I did tell her that we should try for the puppy because, like I said, we already know because we drink our urine that it doesn't hurt you. So, you know, it's not going to hurt the dog either. And if it helps, that would, like I said, hey, why not?
Yeah, because I can even see you rubbing that into the area that it seems to be trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like rubbing mm-hmm. directly, just like, you know, Jason peeing on his foot. So,
I don't see,
because we know that there's stem cells in the urine, mm-hmm. so, you know, it's mm-hmm. probably stem cells for the dog or whatever animal is with.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and we're talking with this dynamic duo, if you are just tuning in, mother and daughter, Mama D and Courtney Ann, and we're talking about urine therapy. We're talking about the real and the raw aspects of it, you know, like not the medical part or, you know, keeping it nice and clean, but just talking about what's really going on with this practice. And so we do have a caller, but I just want to give out the number for anyone that may be on a laptop or a tablet or something like that. You can reach us at 516-531-9819, and you would just hit 1 on the dial to let us know you want to talk live on air with us. And Mama D and Courtney Ann will be more than happy to engage you in conversation or answer whatever questions you have. And so the caller, I'm just opening up your line on 916-862. Give us your name and your question or comment. Caller 916-862. You may have to unmute your phone.
Hello, my ladies. I was muted. Kujani, this is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
Hi. Hello, my wonderful women of water, my beautiful queens of the water world. How are you?
Doing
fine.
Well.
How are you this day?
Oh, I was just listening, just laughing and laughing with you guys. It was funny. And, you know, I give my dogs my urine. I have three dogs. They're pretty big dogs. And I give them my water every day. So,
really?
So you give them yours?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I haven't tried to catch theirs yet because it's hard for me to get to them when they're doing it. They run outside and run straight to a tree and it's over. You know, I thought about catching their urine and letting them drink their own. But I never thought about drinking theirs. I don't know. I might have to smoke a fat one before I do that.
So, Danielle, so your dog... You put some in a bowl and they drink it. They don't turn away from it.
I sit on their bowl. You know, they're like a doggy water dish, that silver one.
Yeah.
It's like metal. It's silver.
Yeah.
Well, I sit on that and I pee in that and then I give them that after I pee in it.
Oh wow.
And they drink. I share it with all three of them because they sit there and fiend for it. I can't go pee without them all three coming into the bathroom. So I have to close the door because I have a little vanity area. I've got to close the door of the vanity before I even can use the bathroom. And that's every single day. They rush me. So it's like they need it and they want my urine because I eat really good and healthy and, you know, and I drink juice and I'm a juicer. I juice my vegetables and fruits. So I think they're liking the vitamins and the taste that they're getting out of my urine. And they're spoiled to it right now.
So is it straight? Are you mixing it in water? How are you doing,
Danielle? Nope. I drink a lot of water, so when I pee, I give them just enough in their little dish for them to all have some and share it, you know. Two of them will drink at the same time, and one of them, he won't drink out of it with them, so I got to give it to him separate.
Well,
but,
that's really something.
You know, I got a 9-year-old dog who runs like he's a teenager. He's 81 in dog years, and he's mm-hmm. so active, he runs quicker than his son. Because we got two of his sons also. So he's got a little bit more spry, drinking my water, and just active-wise, they're very active. They chase the balls and, you know, ropes and whatever else they do. They play constantly together. So
how many years have you been doing that?
I just started doing that about a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I've been in Alabama for 2 years, so I've been giving him my water for about a year and a half. Yeah, I told Tony Hill about it, too, and he says, yes, he gives his dog Diallo his water, too. So it makes the dogs a little bit more spry. That's for real. And it's interesting because I'm watching, you know, dogs usually at the age of his age start getting arthritis and, you know, health issues, and I'm trying to keep him from having that by giving him my water.
Hmm.
His joints are good. He don't have no problems with his joints. He's a 9-year-old dog, but, you know.
That's amazing.
Oh, cool. Yes.
He might live to about 20. You know,
that'd
be cool.
Amazing.
And he runs faster than his son. You know, we throw a ball quickly across the yard, and he's the first one to get it.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah, right. He's the first one to get it.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm a believer in the water. You know, my sisters, I've been in the water for about 3 good years now of my life, and it's changed my life.
And with your story, you would think that it would have been a lot longer than that, but it, you know, you got serious right from the jump, and it
mm-hmm.
just made such a significant change in your life. And so I get to tell about your story as well. You know, when people are kind of contemplating the, well, should I do it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then when you can go with them, you know, like Mama D, I didn't know about your malabsorption disorder that you were experiencing with your blood. And so, you know, for you to go back and have all of that reversed and it's all normal, that's excellent. That's excellent.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Sandy,
Courtney,
I had to tell
you. Do you have any issues? Courtney Ann.
Sorry, I was on mute. You asked me if I had any
issues. I was going to say, she's on mute now, too. So
yeah.
Did you have any health issues that you were trying to reverse, or were you just trying it out?
Yeah, no, I was just trying it out. I'm not really a sickly person, so as of knock on, you know, hopefully, let me not jinx myself, I don't have any serious health problems as of now, I don't think. But,
and you won't.
Yeah, right. I forget why, like I can't even remember what made me feel like this was like an issue at the time, but I would just get, I wasn't able to control like, not my anger, but just my frustration. Like once I get to a certain level, like I'm there and it's not like I just turn irate, but it's just like inside I can feel it, like I'm there. So the one thing I noticed, though, no, yeah, and it's not even like a physical anger thing. It's just like it within me, I just will go there, you know. And so made me a believer was that instantly when I tried it, I instantly just felt like a calmness, like, come through my whole entire body. Not like as if something possessed me, but just, you know, like, I don't know if you ever smoke, Aunt Sandy, but like when you smoke weed, like that first time you hit it and you just feel like the feeling goes all through your body. That's the best way I can explain it of, you know, trying to bring it to like y'all so y'all can get it. But don't know if you smoke weed, Aunt Sandy, but
If you haven't.
Yes, ma'am, I have. Start. Or you said it twice, so let me go ahead and, yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to get it out of her.
Like,
I said,
she just going to put me on blast, man. Like, oh, yeah. I don't know if you have.
Boom. Boom.
It's all, hey, real and raw, right?
Right, right.
Don't bite your tongue. Don't bite your tongue.
But see, so then you could just now, so you can really, really feel me. Like that is really, literally how it felt, was just like a natural calmness, and I was like, okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm. But yeah, I have no health problems. I think my mind. I'm so cocky in my mind. I feel like I'm not ever. I feel like I'm above health problems.
Great.
That's right. Don't claim that shit.
Unless, of course, every now and then, I will say that we get some dust in the air here with all the things up. I think we all in this valley here get a little bit of the allergy part of it. But Courtney's right. You know, remarkably, she is truly very healthy. Even if she gets to a point where she'll, like, she might say, you know, I'm not really feeling real great. But it's not like something that takes her out of commission. And then the next thing, it's like she's, you look at her and she's doing fine. And, you know, I just think that, like she was saying, I think she has a natural with adding to the urine therapy and all of this. It just really seems to, you know, work well for her. You know, she just, I'm trying to remember, I think she had a back, she hurt her back. And I think that's the only thing that she's been to the doctor
for. Oh, yeah, that's the one thing. You know what?
And, like,
oh, that's what it is. That's the one thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's the one thing I do have. I do have a health problem. Well, I have a body problem. I was in a couple accidents, and my back is just shot on every level, the top, the bottom. Hopefully they don't hurt at the same time. And, man, I go through that. I'm probably going to go through that forever, though. I think I have arthritis in my back or something. I don't really look at that as like a health problem, though. I don't know
why. But that's what I was going to say. I think that's the only thing that she's actually been to the doctor for in years.
Wow.
Yeah, she's just very fortunate for her.
Okay, so let me, Courtney Ann, this is directed at you. So for Danielle, I know that she had the appearance of MS in her body. And Mama D had the some other issues with the malabsorption. And so Jason had the foot problem. So you had no issues.
Mm-mm.
What motivated you to begin drinking? Because it seemed like you now are on a whole different level than the rest of us as to why you even, you know, started doing it. And was it easy for you since you didn't have a quote-unquote health challenge? Did you have, you know, like struggles or anything like that? Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have bumps in the road. Even now. Let me start back, though, to your first question. Like what – I'm just the type of person, though, when you give me some information that makes sense, that I have to really, like, I get stuck and I obsess on it in a way to where I find out if what you're saying is true. And in this case, what I was finding out that was true is just something that happened to just change my whole entire life and the way I think and what I thought I knew, you know? So it's almost not even, it's almost, honestly, if we're going to be honest, it's a case of, I don't want to drink my pee. That's not something that I don't say, yes, I love it. It tastes amazing. I do it because I understand it and I understand that it's necessary and I believe it and I know it to be true. I've seen it within every story of every person I've ever met who does practice this. And so I feel like for me not to do it, I would be stupid, number one. And I can't go against what I know, you know, and what I've seen. It's almost like they say, you know, what is it? Ignorance is bliss, which you don't know, you know. You can't unlearn what you learn in a sense. But don't get me wrong, I'm very happy to be here. But it kind of, you know,
it kind of, I didn't look for it. It found me, and it said, come here, girl. You're here now.
That's right.
You know, but the whole, just the family of it is awesome. You know, I mean, I'm so happy that it happened this way. So, you know, I can't, if it sounds like, if I'm making it sound bad, it's not bad. It is a struggle, me being, you know, in the worldly world, I guess, so to speak. You know, for a while there, I was managing two rappers from Fresno. I was doing a lot of club promoting, just, you know, a lot of fast life partying type of scene. And I got to a point where I'm just like looking around like, why am I here? This is stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so it kind of was like, I don't want to say it forced me, because I'm only going to do what I want to do. But in the sense of, it kind of did force me, because I am the type of person to, once I get it, I can't just fake the funk and just be like, hey, I'm going to just kick it in this club and just get drunk. And even though I know this is stupid, and, you know, like, I can't do it.
Right.
I don't know how people do, because I know there has to be a lot of people that just fake the funk, that know the truth and can just ignore it. I'm just not caring.
Well, and you know, if you don't mind me adding to Courtney is the type of person that if you challenge her, she is going to do the challenge. I mean, in other words, if it's within her power, she is going to do it. So, of course, going back to AK, it's hard not to go back to AK when it goes to this topic correctly, is when he was challenging her to basically find something wrong with it. And so she's the type, okay, so I couldn't find anything wrong. And so then it got to the point, like she said, AK's like, well, then why aren't you doing it? And so it's like, okay, you can do it. And like she said, was like 3 or 4 hours on the phone talking to him to
right.
finally realize, okay, you know, you've got to walk the walk. So you can't sit here and talk against it if you're not willing to try it. So I know the majority of people's first instinct, in my opinion, is, are you out of your mind? Are you crazy? Ooh, yuck.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
once you get over that hurdle, your thing is then is, you know, you can't tell me, ooh, yuck, and walk the walk if you don't try it. Now, if you try it and you're an ooh, yuck, and that's not it, at least you tried. And see, that's
right.
Courtney. She was challenged, and she accepted the challenge and found out how good it did for her, because she's right. Her whole attitude, I'm not sure that's the right word, but her whole demeanor,
yeah.
Everything. Yeah, I think she is much more at a higher plane than she was before.
Okay.
You know, I have to tell you, it's just much, much better.
It's a good feeling, though. The water has a way of balancing us whether we want to or not.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It puts what we need into our thought processes so that we can function a little bit different.
That's true.
It always
That's true.
Does. The water touches different parts of our mind and our brain that
yeah.
we haven't
yeah.
woke up in a while. It's like it takes the plaque off of our parts of our brain, and we start to think clearer.
Yeah.
Decalcifies us.
You
know,
so you guys,
when you have
maladies,
you know.
We're going to keep going with this discussion, but I just wanted to give a little shout out that the third, yes, number 3, Water of Life Symposium, or as Mama D would say, our walls, will be this September, the 20th through the 22nd. And is held in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Westgate Resort on Paradise Road. And you can go online to www.wateroflifesymposium.com and register. There's a link on there for you to register. And you can read and go through the different blogs and the media section that tells you different perspectives on the art of urine therapy and some of the previous shows that people have been a guest of, and the knowledge and the information that's been shared. You will see most of the Women of Water, the WOW, the Women of Water, the life bearers of this organization. I don't want to call it an organization because it's really more than that. So this family, of this family. And you'll see the speakers that are, that will be speaking, and it's very, very affordable. So go ahead and register. Register today. Register tonight, whatever it is, wherever you are. But make sure that you come out and share in this communion, fellowship. I don't know, you know, like I'll stop trying to give words and trying to explain a spiritual occurrence, and that's what this is. This is indeed the most spiritual event you'll ever be a part of in your life. Trust me, it's not church, it's not synagogue, it's not mosque, it's not any of that. But the connection, you will know in your very DNA that that's what this life was created to be about. That's how I feel anyway. So it's friends for life from the very first moment that you're in somebody's presence. It's just the most phenomenal feeling that I've ever had. And I'll be 69 this year, and there's nothing like it, just absolutely nothing like it in the world. So,
oh, you look amazing.
I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know if I should. Girl, you go, girl. I didn't know if I should speak on it, but. What?
And she's a yoga bear. That girl,
I understand you do that yoga.
Honestly,
let me tell everybody I used to smoke weed, so you know I might tell it all.
Well, I have to tell you, Sandy, in all truthfulness, I would never have guessed that you were going to be 69.
Never.
You are, oh my goodness, boy, you talk about, that's just a shock to me because you look absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
You know, and it's like I said, it's part of that aura that just surrounds you. It is. Yeah. It really is. And when
you
were talking about the
yoga.
Oh, I can imagine.
You know what? Sandy, you can do the yoga. I have to get into that. It's something about you. I think that's that age reserve. So what's is it Tony Hill who does yoga? Is that Tony Hill?
That boy
looks good for his age too.
Yeah.
I said, how old is he? No, he's not. Man.
Do you know how old
he
is?
Yoga. Yeah, I know he's way
62.
Older than what I thought. Yeah, 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 there it is. Uh-huh. That man don't look, he looks barely 40.
That's
he be roller skating too.
Yep.
See,
roller skating.
So, see, that's one thing I do. You know, everybody that I've met thus far, though, they all kind of found, you know, drinking of themselves at a more mature age. I won't say older, more mature age. You know, so I'm like, well, cool. You know, I found out about it when I'm 30. So I'm like, well, hopefully, then that means that. By the time I'm 60, you know, I'm gonna stop aging right now. Just stay looking like this.
Oh, really? Right?
Yes.
You know, the statement that Courtney just said too, she is right. You know, it does seem like we are in our older. Yeah, I mean, there are obviously younger like her and stuff, but you know, it is like more of an older thing. And so, when you pass it along, and like you know, she said, you know, she's 32 now, and so. She's doing it now. So she's right. Who knows when she turns 69, she could be looking
right.
40. But, you know, it's funny when they were talking, it seems like if people can open their eyes and start out earlier, you know, it makes you think of, because everything now is so many preservatives and additives, and I don't think we'll ever go back to what when I was growing up as a child. I mean,
no.
You know, hey, we had a garden out back, and we had our own carrots and everything that you know, and then you had fresh this and that. You know, you didn't have what you have now, and it's just like there's so much. But if you could imagine, if you could really start you know, people, I'm not necessarily saying, you know, have your kids do it, if unless you can really, you know, if you're giving them the option, yes or no. But, you know, it'd be surprising. I think it would be amazing to know that it could eventually really help so much more than we know.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny that you said that, like.
It's the true fountain of youth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you really, unfortunately, like, you really, the best time to start someone drinking of themselves would be as a child, because they would be, you know, but unfortunately the way the system's set up is you will get your kids straight took from you. I believe if they, as soon as they go to school talking about, yeah, my mommy gives me pee for medicine, they finna call CPS instantly. And,
well,
you know, it's going to be all news.
You know, it's
no,
like
it wouldn't.
People that don't prescribe and, lying to their children about Santa Claus, you know. And so there's a special communication that you have with your child. So it actually creates a stronger bond. And your child is not going to go saying that because, you know, you will have already instructed them on, you know, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and things like that.
Our little
but
secret.
I can just imagine that would be so beautiful. You know, like her children are urine drinkers, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. I gave it to my granddaughter one time. Because she was congested, and her mother came home from work because I watched her that day. By the time her mother came home, she wasn't congested anymore. And her mom said, what did you give her? And I said, her pee. She's like, Mom, you didn't. I said, I did. Look at your baby. Your baby's running around here playing and fine. I said, I think you should think about giving your daughter her urine when she's sick. Because she was sick all the time. So I did it when her mom went to work, and she I was like, I'm going to give her her urine. She goes, Mom, don't do that. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for her, not for you.
Yeah, and then they turn around, Danielle, and they go and they give them the vaccines and whatever else.
Yes, make them sick. Keep them sick.
Right. That crap
keep
is,
our baby
I mean,
sick.
You know.
Purposely. Don't immunize your children. Don't. They're giving us our children so many rotten things in their shots. They're making you don't immunize. If you're listening to this, do not let anybody give your baby a shot. It's causing autism. Yeah. It's causing brain damage, and it's causing health problems in infants. So, don't let them give your baby shots.
Yeah.
And you know,
we got another
it's all over the internet.
I can't believe we're just down this close, but let me give you this website again. It is www.wateroflifesymposium.com. Come out so that you can talk to me and Mama D and Courtney Ann and Danielle. And we got a new listener in here, 310-658. Tell us who you are and your contributions to the conversation.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
We can.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Miss Chatan.
Oh,
hey,
yes.
How's everybody? Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy to hear everyone's beautiful voice. I pushed the one because you pushed the button, like with this immunization. And I have the same conversation with my son and his little granddaughter. But another thing people can do, because I know people are so used to getting children immunized because of what we've been told, but all we have to do is go to the Center for Disease Control, go to their website, download the shot record. They also have a list of the ingredients in each shot.
Yeah.
And when I printed this information out, what is monkey kidney serum? Why is that in the shot? There's another, it's a code name, I looked it up, but it's aborted babies. Why is that in the
fetuses.
Shot? Just
yes, they're
all
using fetuses. Making us cannibals.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Right? Yes,
they're
but
feeding us our own kind.
Right. I'm dedicated to drinking my water. This is my third year. December will be my third year. I've never missed a day.
Yeah, me too. Yes, me too, Chatan. 3 years. Yeah, high five, low five, bam.
High five,
pound.
Right there.
I said high five, low five, bam, pound.
Bam, pound. There you go. I can't wait to see all of you guys at the symposium. I'm really excited.
Me too.
Don't forget to get your T-shirts. Get your T-shirts also.
I got one. I think I need to get another one.
Oh, yeah, I got
three.
Get my
other one.
So, yeah.
I should get a couple more.
And, you know, last year, Courtney was able to, because our show is, you know, our Real and Raw, or her show, the show, whatever, Real and Raw comes on from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., you know, Pacific Standard Time. And so she was able to set up, because that's when AK usually goes and takes the lunch break. So she was able to set up, you know, remotely there so we could do, you know, live with people, you know, on the air. And they told, we had them come by and tell their stories and just do a few brief things. And, you know, I have to tell you, that was a really cool thing. And she's going to be doing it again this year. At least, aren't you, Courtney? I believe you said you're going to even maybe try to do more of a live stream of it than even last year, right?
Live broadcast from the symposium?
Yeah.
Righteous.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's what's really cool, too, is that not only are the listeners, you know, involved, it's like when you're not there because for some reason you maybe couldn't make it to, you know, Las Vegas for whatever the reason might be. But, you know, you get a chance to hear some of the people still, you know, and that's what's, you know, always interesting is, you know, and we appreciated the people that took the time because it was the lunch break. So, of course, you know, people were going to go eat. But we really appreciated everybody that came past and did an interview with Courtney. That was really amazing. You know, I had to go back and actually listen to the archive to hear everybody because I was trying to set up the people that were coming to do the interviews with her. So, you know, we could keep everybody moving in and out so they could get to what they needed to do. But it was wonderful. You know, we greatly appreciated it. And I know I did, and I know she did,
too. It
was
a lot of fun. I felt like a movie star.
Well, Courtney even interviewed the guy that was – Courtney, what was he? He was the maintenance guy, and he was setting – remember? And he was setting up the stuff beforehand, and he was talking to AK
to find out. I don't think I got to interview him on air.
Oh, you only talked to him. Okay.
Yeah, I think I talked to him.
I couldn't remember.
I was trying to I was running all over that thing. And every time I would just miss him no matter what. I was trying to catch the DJ.
Oh, that's right. You were trying to catch him.
Yeah, because I'm like, he's the one I wanted to see what he thinks because he's just there to DJ. Matt, speaking of, he was amazing. That was an amazing DJ. He did a great job. But I was like, I'm going to see what he thinks. He's walking into thinking he's DJing, and he's DJing people, you know, this type of event. If you're not ready for that, you know, you have to be like, what the hell is this? But I couldn't find him then, but he later on called the next week or week after. I think it was next week.
Oh, that's
and,
what
you
it
know,
is. He called the next week. That's what it was.
Yeah. And he loved it. And, you know, and that's how I know between Jason and then him, for someone to come in not even knowing what they're coming into and then not only staying but also feeling comfortable enough to listen, because that's an uncomfortable conversation to be in and have if you're not ready for it. Well, at least I would think, maybe not, but, you know, he was with it. He's like, I'm coming back next year. And I'm like, oh, see, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's right. He did finally. He called in the next week. That's right.
Yeah.
I knew we had talked to him. And so that was wonderful. And I'm with her. It was fascinating to listen to him and what he thought of the people and what they were saying too. I mean that was just a really cool thing. You know, and then hopefully there'll be a lot more people this year coming that are new and joining us, and I'm looking forward to it. I will be greeting everybody with the welcome. Welcome, everyone.
Yes.
Take your seat. This is the third
that hand thing going. But see, you guys, this is what you get to be a part of when you come to WALS, Water of Life Symposium in Vegas in September the 20th through the 22nd. And you get to really just be in the energy of these beautiful people that we're presenting month after month. And like I said, you know, there's not many situations where mother and daughters hang out, right? And so to be able to have Mama D and Courtney Ann on the program tonight was just very meaningful for me, because we need to show that solidarity between the generations and within our family, so that we have positive role models to look at. And so, and you can see that, you know, they're tag teaming each other and supporting and encouraging each other's words and thoughts. And Shatan has her healing story. Danielle has her healing story. And their suggestions, you know, as far as like with the grandchildren, with the animals. And so if you are thinking about it, think a little bit more, or just do it. You can just do it. You don't have to keep thinking and analyzing and allowing what somebody else have told you to think about it to penetrate your consciousness, because your bodies are a lot wiser than any doctor that you will ever go and see. And I had a call yesterday from one of our women of water, and she was asking me a question about what she should do about a particular thing. And she said, well, and she went on to describe, you know, what she thought she should do. And I was like, there you go. You know, listen to your own body. Your body is always the best doctor for you to go to. And when we can get to that, and when we can be comfortable and being in communion, and Courtney Ann, I think that's what you were talking about earlier when you were saying, you know, how AK has become more gentle with the longer he's drinking his urine. And so that's got to be it, you know, like the longer we drink, the more in tune we are to our bodies, and our bodies get to talk to us without any interference, you know, from whatever, you know, food or medicines or whatever we could be ingesting that's causing us issues. And so it's such a beautiful experience. If you're bold, just go and do it. You know, just do it. I think that's what Courtney Ann said, right? And Mama D didn't tell anybody. She went on and did it. You don't have to tell anybody. You can call back,
to be honest,
you know, and tell us.
Right.
I don't even really recommend.
You know?
I don't even recommend telling somebody, because they're probably not going to get it at first. So wait till you can, wait till you're fully sold, and then tell the world, because.
You know, and actually, you know, I know, Sandy, your time's running short. I do want to add this real fast. Like, with mine, Courtney went with me to the doctor that is the one that monitors my blood levels and all this type of stuff. And we were there, and we were on a check, and again, everything was within range and all this. And so she asked him, she says, you know, have you ever heard of urine therapy? And, you know, he is from another country. And, you know, he's here now, and he's a doctor, of course. And, you know, normally your response you think would be, you know, especially coming from a doctor, do you know, he not only had he heard of it, but it was widely used in cultures for years, decades. I mean, for so long, it's unreal. It's just, it's like the United States, we're just this, our way of thinking isn't some like some of these other ones, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, we run to the, you get the sniffles, you run to the store and buy some cough medicine, or you run to the store and you buy your whatever. But, you know, some of these other countries don't have that luxury to be able to just run to a store to do this because they're out, whatever. So they learned what works. And so when she was talking to him about it, he actually not only knew about it, but he didn't say anything against doing it.
Yeah.
Which country?
You know, you know what, he's from... I know what he is, and I can't. Courtney, was it India?
Hold on. She got dropped off. I'm bringing her back on now. Okay.
Am I on now?
Courtney, you on.
Yeah.
I'm on.
I think
it's
where
India.
Dr. Chandra is
was
from.
It India?
I think so, too. It was something like that. I'm not. I just know that And you know, and like I said, so here she, you know, we kind of both expected him to kind of like look at us crazy, and he did just the total opposite. It was almost like, really? You've heard of it?
Right.
With more of the, so like I said, that was kind of a cool thing for us when she
that
asked him.
That is cool. My Nigerian son drinks his water. He drinks his water and uses it, and his family does too. My son in Nigeria, because I told him to.
A naturopathic doctor here in Atlanta who was teaching practitioners, and he said that that was actually one of the activities that his students all had to participate in order to graduate, was to practice urine therapy for I don't know how many months, you know. And so it's not uncommon. We just don't talk about it, you know, because fear that, you know, somebody's going to go, or, you know, look crazy
taboo
or something. Yeah, yeah. So it's just something we got to get over or not, you know. But like Mama D say, you know, just be comfortable with it. Yeah, yeah. So we are presenting these shows the first of every month to have different women come on, and not that we're the only ones that's there, but that we're building a particular sisterhood. And so we've got some incredible men that will be speaking at the symposium in September. And again, just go over to the website, www.wateroflifesymposium.com, and it will show you the different speakers that we're going to have. We got international individuals. So we've got, let me see, Simi Braxton is going to be speaking. He's also a radio personality. Stevie Silver is out of Canada. Simi is out of San Diego. And we have Wido out of Orangetown. He's an author, and he'll be speaking. And you heard the ladies talk about Tony Hill. He will be back doing the yoga. And we've got Richard, we've got Tim, we got Gerald, and we got Melvin that's going to be presenting the talent force. And we've got a couple of international guests from Romania and Nigeria. So go to www.wateroflifesymposium.com. And we truly hope to see you out there with us, and for us to love on you and just share this most natural, it's not wonder, it's just the most natural thing
fest
that you can do. Yeah.
A love fest.
Love fest, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we've got a couple of minutes. Either Mama D or Courtney, you have any quick thoughts for the audience?
Well, I was just going to say I'm looking forward to the symposium, and I always say it's like-minded people, and that we have a very contagious thing that happens, and this time it's one of the good ones, because that's what it is. The atmosphere, the everything, the excitement the minute you walk through those doors. And, you know, it's just amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. We will again be there. And I will be ready for my welcoming to the symposium.
Yeah,
and
enjoy
you're
that,
greeting,
you know,
everybody too.
I can't wait to get a hug, Mama D.
Yep,
right.
always.
Yeah. Well, thanks,
you
everybody.
Better.
I love you. I appreciate you
and
so
thank
much.
Thank you for having us, Sandy.
Oh,
thank you for having us.
Being such a pleasure. Yes, yes, yes. You guys are going to have to come back too. Yep, yep. All right.
Anytime.
Ann and Mama D, Danielle, and Shatan.
Yes.
Thank you guys
yes
for showing up and sharing some of your love with us tonight. Well, that's it
always
for me. Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We signing out. We'll see you guys next Tuesday, though. So tune in to us again at the same time, same station. Love you all.
Love you.